Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Always fresh, never frozen, char-grilled hamburgers. Stop by Cookout for a Cookout tray and ice-cold Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with I-75 winner Matt Henderson. Then we'll speak with the host of the new podcast, Dirt Parlor, Don Martin. And we'll have a conversation with Legends rookie Scott McLaughlin. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start in Florida at Auburndale. Cody Stickler winning both the features. Charles Smith victorious at Marion County. Wartburg, Tennessee. Tyler Arrington and Jimmy York amongst the winners there. Odie Hoverholt back in victory lane at Tazewell. Mountain View goes to Blake Brown. Tyler Geis a win at Travelers Rest, South Carolina. While Ethan Wilson wins Sumter. Cherokee goes to John Ruggiero Jr. Mitchell Dickerson wins Lawrence County. And at Dillon Motor Speedway, it's Dylan Thomas. Matt Dooley and Logan Parker amongst the winners at Dixie Speedway in Georgia. Sugar Creek to Jamie Oliver. Chris Woods victorious at Winder Barrow. Tocoa to Kenny Collins. And Cooper Gall gets a nice win at Cordele. Hickory, North Carolina to past show guest Aiden King. Peyton Hoots wins at Harris. East Lincoln to Logan Sparks. Dustin Mitchell victorious at County Line. In Southern National Motorsports Park, Rusty Daniels picks up two feature victories. Cars Tour win at Langley, Virginia to Chase Burrow. Joe Leval wins at Natural Bridge. Lonesome Pine goes to Brandon Justice. And Kyle Dudley and Doodle Lang victorious at Franklin County. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, you may remember him as the 2021 Crate Racing USA World Champion. Well, now starting to pick up wins again in his home state of Tennessee at I-75 Speedway, Matt Chewy Henderson. Matt, you and I have known each other a long time. I didn't know you had a nickname, Chewy. What's with that?
Well, when I was a kid, I couldn't say my name, which my real name is Matthew. So I said Matthew, and my older cousin started calling me Chewy, and it stuck. So all the people, my family and close friends, they know me by Chewy. And as long as we've been friends, you should know me by Chewy, too.
I guess so. Matt Chewy Henderson on the ProFabrication.com hotline. I like Star Wars, so I think of Chewy and Chewbacca, but I think of Winter when I think of my friend Matt Henderson, the driver that took it into victory lane, his dirt late model at I-75 Speedway. And Matt, I saw, and for those listening in, that the chassis is the framework, the thing that holds the car together, really can help and tweak the handling and make a driver that much more competitive. You had a new one of those that you took to victory lane?
Yeah, this is my first win in the new Longhorn chassis. Steve and the guys, we got together over the winter and made a chassis change and working with them a bunch. And yeah, this was my first win in it, but we've been on the pole three of the four times we've had it to the racetrack, and it's had three feature starts.
Is that where I saw somebody said you'd had a lot of bad luck. Some of those things just, luck of the day, not the right way before you could put this win together at I-75?
Yeah, we had an ignition failure starting from the pole one race, and then we had a parts failure another race, and just got in a crash in another race, and then we won this one. So the car's had speed. It's ridiculous how much speed it carries through the corner. So I'm excited to see things starting to roll our way. Hopefully we got that monkey off our back and we can kind of continue our momentum.
Well, Chewy's got it off his back. Matt Henderson, our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces, including the new Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. Are you using ProFab headers? I believe so.
I'm using ProFab headers and Gasco gaskets that I get from ProFab. So, yeah, I use everything they make, and they just make a superior product, and I'm glad to have them on board helping us out.
I know they're glad to have Matt Henderson. Chewy taking the win at I-75 in the Longhorn with ProFabrication headers and exhaust and Gasco gaskets on. And you're one of those guys that that thinks a lot about the recipe of the componentry. It's like putting together a computer for those of you that are listening that, you know, make your own computer or just maybe make your own recipes at home for the food you and your family eat. What's that process like of thinking about how to tweak the componentry? And did any of that go into, you know, this process?
I do my own crew chiefing. So, you know, it's real easy to find out whose fault it is when we don't run good. But the combination that we've got on now, actually, I woke up at 3 a.m. one morning and just had this in my brain and came and we spent like 10 hours on the Smasher the next day. Daryl and I did, my crew guy, and got the combination worked out. And I said, man, this is going to work. I know it's going to work. And we tested on our standard stuff that the car is meant to run on. And then we put it on and I loved it. And so, you know, that's just something we put together ourselves and it's been really good everywhere we've had it. So, you know, it's amazing how much dedication time goes into the shop. You know, everybody sees you for 5 and 6 hours at the racetrack and they don't know that you spent 60 and 70 hours to get there.
Wow.
So yeah, it's all part of it.
3 a.m., but magic hit just at the right time. And the Smasher is the shock and spring machine that gives you the weight and the feedback. Am I correct?
Yeah, basically what it does is it allows you to adjust your timing that each tire works on the racetrack. So I can change the load that each tire gets to the dirt so that we can kind of adjust the timing of how the car works. And that's how you make it free or tied and how it plants the tires and gets traction to leave the corner. So it's probably the most important tool in the toolbox now for any dirt late model team.
Matt Henderson, winner at I-75 Speedway, working a brand new Longhorn with Pro Fabrication and a special crew chief design, driver design recipe. Where can we see you on the internet so we can keep up with you?
All my social medias are at mhenderson17 and matthendersonracing.com.
I have not heard Matt so pumped on getting out there and racing as I did when we first started before we were recording. Keep your eye on Matt Henderson, a winner, about to pounce more and more this season. Matt, thanks for taking the time to be on the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh, man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Hey, Joey Logano here, the driver of the number 22 Hunt Brothers Pizza Ford Mustang. What can a three-time champion do by the end of this ad? A pit stop and grabbing a hunk of pizza at the closest convenience store near you. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Anytime you get somebody at the front of the pack who's not used to running up there and who's not been there, the established names are going to scream. They're going to cry. They're going to whine. Oh, there's somebody else coming up here to get my trophy and get my money. It's Carson Hocevar. What's he doing up here? He had just as much right to get in there and force the issue. And if not for the caution, he's a race winner.
Hey, this is Doug Rice of the Performance Racing Network. That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
Hi, this is Brett McMillan. If you want a show with no limits on opinions, join us each week for The Pit Reporters.
It proves that these guys are of the elite motorsports level. Being able to win the way that he did, I think, means even more that there weren't any fenders being put to anybody. And for those guys to show what they can do to race cleanly on a road course, they've certainly proved what they can do.
We're starting to see the top competitors become top road course racers.
Join us each week for The Pit Reporters.
Cookout, always fresh, never frozen char-grilled hamburgers. Stop by Cookout for a Cookout tray and ice-cold Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. Welcome back to PRN At The Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Now, you may know some insiders. You may know some people that are connected. But probably, if you had like a Mount Rushmore of whether it's dirt racing, sprint racing, pavement racing,
anything, Don Martin, our guest of the ProFab Hotline, has the contacts that everybody is envious of. And now he is the host of the Dirt Parlor podcast that has really taken the internet and some pretty big celebs by storm. Hey, Don, welcome to the show. Great to get to chat with you. How did you fall in love with racing, though? Let's go back to those days as little Don. Where did you find this love for racing?
It's kind of scary. You know, my dad took me, you know, when I was a kid, my brother would take me out to Tri-City Speedway to see the big half mile. I'd see guys like Kevin Gundaker when he had the big fro, and, you know, and seeing Johnny Pryor and I, of course, you know, the World of Outlaws were, you know, the Ted Johnson early days in the mid to late 70s. And I fell in love with this FedEx number 91 car, and then that of Sammy Swindell, and then it went into the Nance car, and racing just was always in my blood, and it always will be, Lenny. That's one reason I think that what we're doing is so exciting, because it's a love of mine since I've been 5 or 6 years old.
It really
here
has.
I am getting close to 60, and I love it as much now as I ever did.
And it really shows, not only in the Dirt Parlor podcast that our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline is the host, but in everything he does. And Don is one of those guys that you may walk by 10 times in and around any racetrack in the country, and he's just part of it. But everybody that's connected knows Don Martin, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. First, though, I've never heard anything in racing called Parlor. So where did the Dirt Parlor podcast name come up? How did that come to life?
You know, it's crazy. We were just throwing stuff against the wall and kind of what sticks. You know, I've got a friend, Eric Jacobson. First of all, he's kind of a partner in this, and a gentleman by the name of Bob Beyer. And we kind of started putting this thing together, and Eric's like, give me the platform, and Bob, and they were like, this is you. And a lot of my friends had always said, this is you. And it all of a sudden, you know, I love dirt racing. It's my passion. So you knew dirt was going to be in it. And then I kind of like, you know, Brian Shirley's a great friend of mine. He has like these little parlors all over Springfield, Illinois, little gambling things. And it just kind of hit me as like, okay, man, I can kind of like throw in dirt, and I got Parlor, you know, and it just stuck. And I'll be honest with you, I love it. I hope people do too.
The Dirt Parlor podcast, and chatting with us on the ProFabrication.com hotline, is host Don Martin. And speaking of ProFabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. So ProFab, we've heard Cookout, all those folks that look after PRN at the track, but you had folks lined up just about to kick off the show. Who were some of the folks that sponsor-wise are helping the Dirt Parlor?
Well, we couldn't do it without our great friends. They're not only our partners, they're our friends. People need to understand that, each one of them. Nutrient Agriculture has been a big thing. Hoker Trucking has been massive for us. Checkered Customs, and also, you know, when we look at it, then I've got, you know, Bodies by Skinny, a Longhorn dealer out of Tennessee, helping us. And then we're going to be making an announcement, and Millard Family Chapels will be coming on board with us, and we've got a septic company coming on board with us, Hot Rod, that's helped Scott Blomquist and some others, and I've known that family forever. They're going to be coming on board to hopefully help us as well. We're very fortunate, very blessed that we, as much as we're passionate about my co-host with me on the show, Gordy Gundaker, you know, and the Gundaker family, we have Gordy has a great personality, and between the two of us, you know, we're not, the goal, Lenny, of this thing it's simple. And that is to promote dirt racing and to make it better. We love it, and we want the world to love it.
Well, I've seen you at the Chili Bowl year after year after year. You know, the Eldora events are as comfortable as you walking out of, you know, your living room. I'm sure you've been, sure. You know, and so many other places. You run the gambit from the different guests. And Michael Rigsby from Flow Racing, I heard he really enjoyed his time on there. How's the energy of the show?
It's unbelievable. You know, every time that when our show ends, I always take like a little few minutes, and you know, when the cameras are off and everything else, and then I kind of go, guys, what do you think? You know, did you have fun? Did you have a good time? And every one of them has said, I can't wait to come back. And that's when you know it works, right? Because they're excited as we are. You know, Aaron Reitzel was, I had so much fun with Aaron Reitzel. I've known Michael Rigsby forever. And Michael's even saying that you guys, you know, what is helping promote us as well. Knows because his passion for racing is the same as ours. This isn't a competition thing. It's about the love and the growth of what we love. And that's what we get. We have a driver's platform. It's not very, think about this, Lenny. You don't see this happen very often when you get a guy like Flow Racing, the general manager, to discuss streaming with a promoter, which some of the promoters are getting, feel like they're getting hurt by streaming. So you can imagine that's what makes our platform work, is we give everybody the floor.
A chance to hear the different voices untethered and such, and only yes. The finest accommodations of Dirt Parlor. I just love that name. Dirt Parlor podcast host Don Martin on the profabrication.com hotline. Well, I guess you got a website, you got social media. Where can we start finding this, and where can we find the Dirt Parlor podcast?
Well, you got to go on to dirtparlor.com. When you hit on dirtparlor.com, first of all, I rank all the drivers. I rank dirt late models in the 410 sprint cars. So there's a great, you can go around all the press releases from the Lucas Oil Series, the World of Outlaws, the High Limit. We focus on the majors. And so you go to dirtparlor.com, and then you can, they'll go down. There'll be episodes you can click on.
Let's leave it there, Don. I got a window I got to close here on our conversation. Dirtparlor.com, the Dirt Parlor podcast. Don Martin, thanks for taking the time to join us on the ProFab Hotline. Can't wait for the next episode to come out. Who knows who will be on this time? Dirt Parlor podcast. Thanks for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Z-Max soaks into metal, so it's easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. Protect your vehicle's engine to the max with Z-Max. Check us out at zmax.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter to find out more about our full line of products. Remember the name, Z-Max, for your car, big rig, small engines, firearms, and more. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant.
The speed, the drama, the only NASCAR race in California. The Toyota Save Mart 350 NASCAR Weekend rolls into Sonoma Raceway July 11th through 13th. 3 days of high-speed thrills, edge-of-your-seat action, and family fun in the heart of wine country. Bring the whole family. Kids tickets start at just $10. Don't miss NASCAR's biggest stars battling for victory. Get your tickets now at SonomaRaceway.com. This is NASCAR. This is California. This is Sonoma.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Get your NASCAR fix with PRN's Garage Pass.
It's hard to just turn it around in 1 week, but I wouldn't be shocked if we did.
I don't think the results have been what we have hoped for or expected, but I think the potential in the cars and the speed has been pretty good.
You know, it's a big deal already, so that's a, you know, big positive for us. So I think now it's just about working together and getting better.
I think the Penske cars are still elite when it comes to plate racing.
Hi, I'm Mark Garrow, tracking the latest racing news every weekday.
Here's Christopher Bell.
My Toyota Camry TRD race car isn't cheap to build and prepare. I have a pit crew that maintains and fixes my equipment. I have a spotter high above the track watching my back, talking me through turns and potential dangers on the track. I physically train to handle the stress of driving. And I have software helping my crew chief and engineers make the right strategy calls. And with all this, I never take my eyes off the road, and neither should you. One distraction can change everything in one instant.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN At the Track, presented by Cookout.
joining us next on the ProFabrication.com hotline. A rookie in the U.S. Legends Cookout Summer Shootout, but some of you might know a little bit about our driver guest day job. Scott McLaughlin, welcome to the show. Help the folks understand what you do when you're not trying to be a Legends racer.
This is a pretty fun, exciting thing that we're doing. But racing IndyCar for Team Penske, and have raced for Team Penske since 2017 in Australia and now in America. So, know the captain well and have heard about the summer shootout for a long, long time, and just wanted to do some extra racing. So, I head up the boys with Shane Van Gisbergen at Joe Ryan Racing, and they sound like they run an awesome ship, and I'm super excited to join that team and have a bit of fun along the way.
Scott McLaughlin on the ProFabrication.com hotline. He is humble as the highest finishing Team Penske IndyCar driver the last two seasons. Darn good with an elite group like that, and now going to, as they call themselves, the Dojo. But you mentioned Australia, but you don't sound like you're from there or from even the Carolinas. Where did you get your start in racing?
Originally I'm from New Zealand. Sort of started go-karts when I was 6 years old and made my way through the sort of ranks and eventually started racing the Supercar Series, which is basically Australia's NASCAR Series, down under when I was 16 and sort of turned pro when I was 18. So, I've become the youngest winner in that series my rookie year, which was a pretty awesome moment, and that really kick-started my career and ended up winning 3 championships over there and for Roger and then the Bathurst 1000, which is like our Daytona 500, our Indy 500. It's our Super Bowl over there, and they eventually got me the opportunity to come here to America, which I've always wanted to be a part of. I wanted to come here and live here and experience it, and just so happened I married an American girl and now I'm an American citizen, so it's all sort of happened.
Scott McLaughlin, Team Penske driver, now to try his hand at the Cookout Summer Shootout. Our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers exhaust all the parts and pieces that go with it, including the brand new Gasco gaskets available at ProFabrication.com. Well, I know you're trying out Legends here, but I also heard that the missus is from the Long Island area, and they have Riverhead Raceway up there. So if you get asked to go up there, Mama Bear could get to see the in-laws, and you could race.
yeah, exactly. I've heard a lot about actually that track, and a lot of her friends actually said that there's a track up there. I never really knew of that. So it's hard case that it's sort of full circle right now. But this was just me and Shane Van Gisbergen, and we were sort of just talking. And Bubba Wallace was actually the one that said, "You guys should come run this." And we watched them last year, and I was like, yeah, let's do it. It's just cool to be able to do some extra racing, as I said.
Oh, it's going to be extra racing. It's so wild and fun. And Scott McLaughlin, Team Penske IndyCar driver, our guest on the ProFab Hotline, going to envelop himself in the Cookout Summer Shootout, or maybe it will envelop him. You know what, Scott, you got Joey Logano, Ryan Blaney, Austin Cindric, who are all Legends grads. Have you seen any of the stuff when they were kids? Have they ever, chatted with you about, hey, we did that Cookout Summer Shootout back in our day? Is that conversation started?
I heard that, those guys did it, Chase did it and whatnot. And, they're all laughing that we're kind of doing it, which is pretty funny because we're about a decade behind, I guess you could say. But, they were having a laugh that we were going to do it and sort of asking why, but it was, at the same time, it was like, we just want to, like I said, do some extra racing and have some fun with it as well. And so often, Shane being on the NASCAR series and me on the IndyCar side, like we don't really, hang on the weekend. So during the week, if there's some racing on, it's cool to be a part of it. So it'd be fun 10 weeks, that's for sure.
So the Tuesday night cricket league season over, what are we going to do? We'll go out to the racetrack or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, that's why I love America so much, because I feel like there's always something on, it's cool to be part of this community.
Shane, and Bubba, that's great to have them getting you out. Scott McLaughlin, Team Penske IndyCar driver, our guest of the ProFab Hotline. I heard that you've tested already some. What are some of the challenges you're finding with the Legends cars to get ready for the Cookout Summer Shootout?
Yeah, I know. I definitely tested once already last week, and I think we're going to jump in the car today as well, just the week before the first race. Just more the biggest thing is just understanding the balance of the car and the way that basically, as soon as you touch the brake, the thing wants to turn right, turn left, sorry. So, I'm learning how to sort of be a little bit less aggressive on the brake pedal with my left foot. And that's been a bit of a learning period, because in the IndyCar, you're so used to just slamming that pedal as hard as you can and using the downforce, where obviously there's very little on these cars. So, and then obviously the close racing and bumping the people in the right spots and whatnot. It's going to be lots of fun. I imagine the first few weeks are going to be a bit of a struggle, but hopefully by the end of the 10 weeks, I can get a bit more of an understanding and understand how we race these things.
Scott McLaughlin, our guest of the Pro Fab Hotline. I know right was what you said first, but you'll find, as you did in Iowa, that everything is all left on this little oval here at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Scott's going to run the Cookout Summer Shootout and hopefully have a blast doing so. How does the win at Iowa on the oval give you a little bit more, hey, I can do these circle things too, just like the great road course driver you are?
I don't know. I don't think it is any correlation whatsoever. I think it's just the only thing we're doing is turning left twice. So I think, it's a completely different animal. And I'm completely understanding the fact that I could struggle here for a while. So I'm just, I'm just in there trying to have a blast and learning. And like I said, just like trying to race some stuff, it's cool to be able to, keep the cadence up and keep sharp and race stuff. And I'm always a big believer in just having your butt in the seat is always the best thing ever. So, I've enjoyed learning ovals the last few years, but this is going to be a completely different kettle of fish to what it's like on the Indy circuit for sure.
A completely different kettle of fish, a guy that we're all going to enjoy being around with us. Scott McLaughlin, Team Penske IndyCar driver, rookie challenger for the Cookout Summer Shootout coming up, at select races throughout this year. Scott, I wish you the best. Can't wait to hopefully get to see you in Victory Lane and chat there with big old smiles on a victory. But thank you for joining us on the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track. Fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grilled burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hey folks, it's Doug Rice. Did you know you can take PRN with you anywhere by downloading the PRN mobile app? You can listen to our live races just about any place on the planet, and you will not miss a second of the action. Plus, you can hear our shows like the fantastic editions of Fast Talk, plus Brett McMillan on the Pit Reporters and Mark Garrow with Garage Pass. Get all the latest racing information right at your fingertips. The PRN mobile app, available at the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
It's hard to believe in this day and age in the United States of America that children are hungry.
Our time on this planet is short. We have to give back to those in need.
Every child has a chance, no matter what obstacles they may encounter.
Never have we been taxed more as a society to help kids the way we are right now.
At Speedway Children's Charities, our mission
is simple.
Help every child we can.
Because all children
deserve joy
and hope
and love.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. What a week. It is Dream Week up at Eldora for all the dirt late model folks. Plenty of grassroots pavement racing going on. Next week, we start the Cookout Summer Shootout. Thank you for listening. I'm Lenny Baticki, and we'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue, and by Hunt Brothers Pizza, Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.